The GI Journal goes to press.
Hello, Editor-in-Chief Jack Benny talking. So many people in my office.
What?
You want to place an ad in GI Journal? Wait till I get a pencil. Go ahead, miss. Young bachelor girl wants to meet sailor back from the South Pacific who hasn't seen a woman in 3 years. Object. Okay, we'll print it right up. Now, where's my office boy?
Right here, Chief.
Hey, Radcliffe, how would you like to have lunch with me?
Oh, that would be swell, Mr. Benny. Where will we go?
Go? Why should we go anywhere? You have a lunch box, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, get it open. You know, it isn't every day you get a chance to eat with the boss.
Well, I don't know what's in my lunch pail today. You know.
Oh, boy. Spam sandwiches. Vienna sausage and powdered eggs. A yum.
Yeah, leave it to my mom. She knows what's good.
What is your mom, a mess sergeant with a wax? Oh, well, it beats going out to eat. Say, I wonder what's keeping Rochester. He's supposed to be here with that sketch I'm doing with Paulette Goddard.
Paulette Goddard? Which Paulette Goddard?
Which Paulette Goddard? Well, do you think there's two of them?
There must be if one of them's working for you.
Look, I'm referring to the real Paulette Goddard, and she's going to do a very passionate love scene with me on my next overseas tour.
There's a girl that really knows there's a war going on.
Now, listen, Radcliffe, just because you don't think I'm attractive is no sign girls don't. And lay off the Vienna sausage. You've had your half. That must be Rochester now. Come in.
How do you do, Mr. Benny? My name is Arthur Treacher.
Arthur Treacher, what are you doing here?
You know of a person named Rochester?
Why, yes, he's my butler.
Well, from now on, I shall have that dubious honor.
You're going to be my butler? What happened to Rochester?
As I gather it, sir, he's off for a 3 month vacation.
That's ridiculous. How can Rochester afford a vacation? He's only been working for me 9 years.
I don't know about that, sir, but the best thing you can do now is to come to terms with me.
Terms? Well, suppose you come down $20 a week, and I'll come up $20 a week.
Where shall we start, sir?
$20 a week.
Yes, but I'd have to have much more than that, sir, I'm afraid.
Don't be afraid. We'll work the details out later. Now, here's the key to the house. You better get over there and get the place in order. Paulette Goddard is coming over.
Which Paulette Goddard?
There's only one. Now, get going. I'll see you as soon as I've set up the musical page. With four of the prettiest headlines that have ever been set up. The King Sisters.
Yes, sir, gang, it's the King Sisters with G.I. Journal's travel news. So all aboard on the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe.
Do you hear that whistle down the line? A figure that ascends to number 49. She's the only one that'll sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. On the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
jerk without a jerk.
On the action, the teacup, Santa Fe.
And now we leave the G.I. Journal office and take you to Jack Benny's home in Beverly Hills.
Give me land, lots of land, on the solid side above. Don't fence me in.
I say, is that you, Rochester?
It ain't Paulin Dutch. Make yourself at home, Mr. Treacher. I'm just doing some last-minute packing. Let's see now. Where's that bottle of hair tonic?
Is this it on the dresser here?
Yeah, that's it.
90 proof. is this a good hair tonic?
Good. Use judiciously. It's sheer bliss. I want to to take this sport jacket along. It fits me fine.
But Rochester, isn't that Mr. Benny's jacket?
Yeah, but we never wear it at the same time. Well, I guess that about finishes tidying up his wardrobe closet.
Tidying his wardrobe closet? You haven't left enough in there to clothe a moth.
With my trouble, who can worry about naked moths?
Well, if I'd better take your place with Mr. Benny, Rochester, there are a few things I feel I should know. For example, just what is his opinion of himself?
Well, that he's a kind man with baby blue eyes, about 36 years old, plays the violin beautifully, and is extremely generous.
And what is your opinion?
Accentuate the negative.
Now, Rochester, you know, there's another thing. Does Mr. Benny keep a well-stocked larder, or to put it simply, what is the nature of the provender hereabouts?
Repeatable civil play?
I mean to say, how is the food?
Well, you've heard the song, you don't get bread with one meatball.
Yes.
Here you don't even get the meatball.
Well, of course, that won't bother me. I'm not much of a meatball fan. But I do hope I can have some fish and chips occasionally.
Oh, he'll throw you a fish occasionally, but you'll never be in the chips. Oh, by the way, you better take this.
What's that?
The key to the icebox. You better watch him, though. He keeps changing the lock. Oh, yes. You know, and Mr. Benny's got some fine scotch I think you should know about.
Well, where does he keep it?
In the medicine chest. It's in 10 little bottles marked poison. And if you want a spot of good brandy, he's got some that's 30 years old.
Well, where is that?
Hot water bag.
Well, it looks like Mr. Benny's bathroom will be quite a popular rendezvous with me.
Yeah, but be sure and bring a nickel with you. The roller towel won't work. Oh, and before I forget, if Mr. Benny wants his hair combed, this is the drawer you go to.
I'll have a look if you don't mind. Quite a litter of wigs.
Oh, he's got 30 of them.
30 toupees?
Yeah, he puts a longer one on every day. By the end of the month, he pretends he's going to the barber shop, slaps number one on, and he's all set.
Well, thanks for the information, Rochester. I'll just go in and straighten up the living room a bit before Mr. Benny gets back. Have a nice vacation.
Thank you. I'll be leaving as soon as I pack this last little bag. Let's see, where does he hide those cigars again?
This is Harry Mitchell cutting in from the G.I. Journal office with the latest musical news from our copy gal of song, Miss Connie Haynes.
Hi there. This is Connie with the original song of the week. A new tune written overseas and mailed into G.I. Journal, Armed Forces Radio Service, Los Angeles, USA. The songwriter of the week is pharmacist mate Don Campbell, and his tune, as nice as its title, is called Medication.
Medication.
moon is new and it's shining. The pit's blue for you, the pining. Still I'm all alone, alone in meditation of you. You're not here, but I can see you as well as the moon above. You're not here, but I can feel you. It's only the same cold love. Now it's but you're not here at all. I'm alone in meditation of you.
Oh, thank you, Connie. Thank you, Connie Haynes. And congratulations to songwriter first class Don Campbell. Now, back to G.I. Journal's editor-in-chief, Jack Benny, at his home in Beverly Hills.
Well, Preacher. Preacher, now, where is that valet? He's as bad as Rochester.
Did you call me, Mr. Benny?
Yes, Preacher. Have you my clothes ready for tonight?
Yes, sir. I've laid out your suit, shirt, and hair.
Oh, yes. I hope you put the curly one out. I feel so young tonight. Gosh, I can hardly wait to start rehearsing with Paulette. In this sketch, I play the part of a young colonel. What are you laughing about?
Well, I can't see you as a young colonel, sir.
Why not?
Well, you've been on the cob too long.
And that's the way it should be in this country. I mean, that gag is off the cob, too. But Paulette will be here any moment. I got to find something to wear. I'll see something that'll make me look youthful. Yes. Say, what do you know? Here's my old turtleneck sweater. Mm-hmm. I think I'll put that on.
Yes?
Boola, 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 boola.
Did I get your beanie, sir?
Preacher, I'll let you in on a little secret. I'm just itching to get rid of you.
Well, don't scratch till you've paid me. Well, I'm going to get tea ready for Miss Goddard.
The help nowadays. Why did Rochester have to leave me? He was so loyal, so understanding. See, maybe I could get him back. Where's the number of that club he's always hangs around? Oh, yes, here it is. Hardway 63320.
Hello, this is the Curfew Shall Not Ring Tonight Social Club.
Oh, is there a fellow there by the name of Rochester Van Jones?
Yes.
I'd like to speak to him. This is Jack Benny.
Just a minute. Hello, Mr. Benny?
Hello, Rochester. Now listen, Rochie. This preacher is driving me crazy.
Mr. Benny, shall we have crumpets with the tea?
Uh-oh. Yes, of course. Now, Rochester, I'm willing to let bygones be bygones. I'd like very much for you to come back to me.
Speak up, Mr. Benny. I can't hear you.
I can't talk very loud, Rochester. A preacher's still snooping around. Gee, I wish you'd come back.
Well, frankly, Mr. Benny, the financial aspect of my association with you was getting gloomier and gloomier.
But, Rochester, money isn't everything.
No, but it's a great buffer against poverty.
But, Roch, even Shakespeare said, he who steals my purse steals trash.
Yeah, and he who finds your purse is a bird dog. And by the way, you still owe me 3 months back trash.
Oh, we'll iron that all out. Won't you come back?
I don't know. Labor depresses me.
I'm surprised you, Rochester. After all, hard work never killed anybody.
True enough. But resting is responsible for even fewer casualties.
Well, I'm not going to beg you. Uh-oh. Here he comes again.
Pardon me, but who are you talking to, Mr. Benny?
Oh, nobody, nobody. I mean, it's just an old girlfriend of mine, Agnes Grotch. Well, goodbye, Agnes.
Goodbye, Mabel.
After all I've done for that guy... Oh, there's the doorbell. It must be Paulette.
Shall I let her in, Mabel?
I'll do it. I'm so anxious to see Paulette. I wonder what she'll say when she sees me in my turtleneck sweater.
Ah! A turtle!
Well, Paulette got her. Well, I'm glad you could make it, Paulette. Gee, you know, every time I see you, it adds 10 years to my life.
Oh, now, Jack, I haven't seen you that often.
I'm certainly looking forward to our dining together, Paulette.
Well, I don't like to disappoint you, Jack, but I didn't bring my dinner pail with me.
Please, Paulette, you're my guest. My man will serve something a little later on. Come on, let's sit by the fireplace.
All right. Now, just what is this sketch about that we're going to do?
Oh, business so soon? Well, in this playlet, you're a Red Cross nurse, and I play a colonel who was lost somewhere in France.
From the last war?
No, this war. It's a very good scene, Paulette. When the curtain goes up, I have just flown a very important message from headquarters back to my home base. As soon as I land, I grab you in my arms.
Don't you even untie the message from your leg?
Look, I'm not a pigeon. I'm a pilot. Let's not talk about the play now. Look how pretty the fire is. The firelight just seems to dance over your face. Is it dancing on mine?
Yes, it's the first time I ever saw the Palladium with blue eyes.
They are, aren't they? Oh, I could sit here forever. It's so nice, Paulette, to have you running your fingers through my hair.
Oh, yes. It is nice. And with your hair, it only takes one finger. I think we'd better start rehearsing, Jack.
Well, not yet. I thought we'd pop some corn first. Huh?
Oh.
Or have we been popping it, huh?
Oh, no. Let's rehearse.
Oh, all right. We'll rehearse the scene where I grab you in my arms.
You win. Flip me some corn, Pop.
And here are G.I. Journal's four-star vocal reporters for this week's request page. The King Sisters, Alice, Donna, Yvonne, and Louise, with a song for the 11th Airborne.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song, a melody that always haunts my reverie, and I am there alone with you when our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. And there beside a garden wall where stars are bright, you are in my arms, my arms. The nightingale melody.
Well, the popcorn's all gone, Paulette. Let's get started with our little love scene, shall we?
All right.
And remember, Paulette, this is very romantic. So when we go into a clinch, really give me something. Have you got it?
I've got it, but can you take it?
Oh, sure. Hand me my vitamin pill, sweetheart.
Here you are, sir. And happy landing, Colonel.
What a louse.
Oh, now, Jack, don't take too many vitamins. After all, I'm just a helpless little girl.
You are? These are the noisiest pills. Well, let's go.
Jack, let go of me! Why, you mad, impulsive boy!
Josh, I'm a mad, impulsive boy, and you're a helpless little girl. Wow, aren't you excited, Paulette?
Well, no.
I'm not getting much of a buzz myself, sir.
You're not supposed to get anything. Just keep still and give me some more pills.
Yeah. Here you are, sir. Good shooting.
Thanks. Now. Now, remember, Paulette, I'm a young army colonel separated from my outfit. You're the beautiful nurse I find in a deserted farmhouse. Suddenly, I recognize you as my childhood sweetheart, and the reunion is very tender. I fall into your arms.
Well, now, wait a minute. The script says that I fall into your arms.
I know. I changed that. You see, in a love scene, I like to keep my hands free. You know, to make gestures.
Just watch him, that's all.
Oh, I will. Now, as the scene opens, the young colonel, that's me, enters the farmhouse. I open the door. I must get a detachment of Seabees over here to oil that dog. Ah, thank goodness I found this deserted farmhouse. I shall rest my weary bones.
Well, this farmhouse isn't exactly deserted, Colonel, sir.
Oh, then the heck with my weary bones. Why, it's a nurse.
Yes, sit down and we'll rip open a Band-Aid.
Say, isn't your name Minnie Glogenhager?
Yes. Isn't your name Herman Huckledinker?
Yeah. Gosh, imagine finding a Glogenhager way over here.
And who would have ever thought that I would bump into a Huckledinker?
It's a small world, Minnie.
Gee, I'm thirsty.
Well, I saw a cow when I came in. Creature, you be the cow.
Very well. Moo, sir.
Don't be such a cultured cow. Just move. That's it. Oh, that's the door. Open that thing.
Oh, that must be the technical expert the Army is sending over to teach you how to act like an officer.
Oh, good, good. Let him in.
Excuse me, pardon me, is this the home of Jack B? Mr. B, does Jack B, does Jack B, are you the Grey Goose of Waukegan?
I'm Jack Benny, if that's what you mean. Who are you?
Well, I'm Colonel Major Captain Private Sad Sack.
Oh, the sad sack. How'd you happen to become an Army technical expert?
Well, you see, the general, my commanding officer, the special, they cut the wrong orders.
Well, Zach, now that you're here, I'd like to ask you a question. What sort of entertainment do you think the enlisted men overseas like best?
Oh, well, they like moving the radio. They like radio program. They like that they like to play chat. They like dames.
Good. girls, eh? Well, don't you think the boys would like to see me?
Oh, yes. They think you're very funny. They think you're quite a comic. They think you're very amusing. But bring a dame.
Well, it just happens that Miss Paulette Goddard is going with me.
Paulette Goddard? You can stay home.
You look a little tired, Jackie. Now you come over here and sit next to me.
I'll be glad to.
Now, just a minute, Paulette. We've got to get on with this play. Here's the place where I take you in my arms and kiss you.
All right, come on, let's get it over with.
Oh, gee, I could do a bit better than that. I can. Come here, babe.
Oh, Jackie, you great, big, handsome beast. Kiss me.
Okay.
Well, gang, I got a horse there. I see that 30 for tonight. But before we close this edition of G.I. Journal, I want to thank our star reporters, Paulette Goddard, Arthur Treacher, Rochester, the King Sisters, Connie Haynes, Dick Aron, and Private Sad Sack Mel Blanc. This is Jack Benny saying, so long, men.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.